It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, the big story this weekend, Tom Arnold is going to perform at Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington.
Yeah, and he is he's an artist, a comedian, an actor, who when I initially saw it, I was a little bit grudging about it, because I think a lot of people, when they think of Tom Arnold, they first think of Roseanne, and that was quite a while ago, and for him, a few wives ago. When you look at it, when I read Blake Hannon's profile of him in today's Weekender, it actually struck me that, you know, he has had a pretty sustained and active career here now for more than three decades. And we're getting him to see him this weekend, really putting out a new chapter of it, which is his return to stand-up comedy, which is what he was doing back in the early 1980s before he became a writer on the Roseanne show, and then ended up marrying Roseanne Barr and being married to her for a few years and being very active in the show. But of course, he's gone on to things from, you know, his role in True Lies, which was sort of helped launch his career sans Roseanne, to many, many, many other movie roles, over 100 movie roles, and stints hosting things like the My Big Fat Redneck shows on CMT and things like that. But he talked to Blake about always having an iron in the fire, or several irons in every fire, you know, and so it seems to have proven true, and you know, he's remained pretty substantial over the years. So it's a real interesting chance to see his stand-up act and see what he brings to town.
Also this weekend, the Lexington Theater Company has their big kickoff event.
Yeah, the Lexington Theater Company, because we've had several theater companies either bow in or out lately, but the Lexington Theater Company is a new endeavor of Lindy Franklin Smith and her husband Jeremy Smith, who both, Lindy is a Lexington native and grew up here, and then went off to start a career in musical theater and appeared on Broadway in a couple of shows. And Jeremy was also a performer and also worked behind the scenes and management in New York for quite a while. They've settled back here in Lexington. And after a few years in town teaching at UK and things of that sort, they are launching the Lexington Theater Company, which is a musical theater company that aims to present shows in the opera house in the summertime. So this is a big kickoff event. They're bringing in several prominent names. There's Laura Bell Bundy, who of course we all know here around the Lexington area for her many endeavors, including her Tony Award winning turn in Legally Blonde the musical, and Jonathan Groff, who's was one of the stars of Spring Awakening. It's probably best known to most people as the voice of Kristoff in Frozen, and Mara Davi, who's been in Smash and several other projects, are all coming in for a big concert with a cast of local and regional college musical theater students to sort of kick off the company and give people a sense of what they want to do and what they expect it will be like, because they are planning to mix professional talents with up-and-comers in the cast of these shows. And the big end of the evening event on Saturday night will be letting people know what the first show is going to be this coming summer. So by then we'll all know it's going to be on stage at the Opera House.
Finally, we haven't heard much from him, I don't think, in recent years, but at one time he was a pretty big name, Travis Tritt, playing at the Opera House.
Yeah, I've gotten used to seeing Travis Tritt every year at the Barnstable Brown party at the night before the Kentucky Derby, because he's a fairly regular Derby goer. And when I heard he was booked at the Opera House, once again, I was a little bit grudging about it at first, but looking back at Walter Tunis' story on him, you know, he kind of reminds us that back in the early 90s, Travis Tritt was one of the names in country music, up there with Garth Brooks and folks of that ilk, and played Rupp Arena fairly regularly, and had a lot of great shows there. This will put him in a very different mood for Lexington audiences. He's going to be at the Lexington Opera House playing a solo acoustic performance. So a real chance there to see another side of Travis Tritt and see how he handles, you know, some of those songs like you know, Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares, and stuff like that in a solo acoustic format.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much.
Thank you.